Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
This is my bank. Who am I calling?
You're calling a third party. Are you trying to contact your bank?
Well, I'm trying to. My bank advised me that there was some fraudulent activity, and so there was a number on there, and that's the number I just pressed. So who am I calling?
Okay. This is a third party. You just have to give me your information. If you have a charge, I can tell you what company is billing you and what it's for.
Yeah, the charge was for Exclusive Ultra Mo.
What's your zip code?
94901.
First and last name?
Barbara Walters.
Would you have it under another first name?
Well, I use Leah.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming this is probably something you signed up for, then if you use that. It's under that, huh? And verify your address for security purposes.
Who am I calling?
This is just for your security, ma'am. We already have all your information. We just need you to verify it.
I'm at 23 Siena Way, San Rafael, California. So I just want to know who I'm calling because I'm just kind of freaked out that my card is getting fraudulently used.
Did you sign it for a neck
massager?
What's
a third party?
It's basically a company's. It's okay. If you order, just say you order this neck massager. A third party means it goes through different companies online. That means it could go to our company. It could maybe go through Amazon. It could switch to Walmart. That's what third party means.
So this was for a neck massager?
Yes, ma'am. Did you purchase that for shipping charges?
No.
Do you have a neck massager?
I do. But it's nothing to, it's not for $56.95. I don't know who ordered it. Where did it get shipped? That's what I want to know.
To your address. And you don't have it?
No, I don't know what it is.
It's a neck massager.
I have not ordered a neck massager in the past.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this was ordered on January the 4th. So did you order something in January?
But why am I just now getting charged for it?
Because they kept trying to bill you, but it was declining. So whenever the money comes available, they'll take it out your account.
I don't understand at all. If I ordered it in January, and this is already February,
mm-hmm.
I don't.
Okay. When you sign up for this neck massager, you pay the shipping. It's $7.45. You have 3 days to cancel it. If you don't cancel it, they bill you full price for the neck massager, and then it's reoccurring every 30 days. So that's why you're just not seeing the charge.
I don't know anything about it.
So now you're saying you didn't sign up for the neck massager. Is that what you're saying? It's fraud.
Yeah. As far as I can understand, I don't. God, I'm so confused. Somebody sent me something, and I didn't know what it was, and I couldn't figure it out, and it was so cheap, little flimsy thing, and I ended up throwing it away.
So did you order that, or someone else?
Have it. But I didn't order it. I didn't know where it came from.
Oh, okay.
I still have it. Is it a cervical vertebrae massager?
I'm assuming.
It's some little thing?
Yeah, I think it's a little small neck massager, yes, ma'am.
Well, if you didn't order it,
I'll just cancel it out and get a chance for you to fraud, and you can just file it with the fraud department. If you didn't order it now, because it's
how weird.
You did,
I don't.
Then just cancel it. But if you're saying you didn't order it, then you can go to fraud.
Not only that, it doesn't work. I tried putting batteries in it, and it doesn't even work. I didn't know what it was. It's been around here for a month, and I'm looking. What is this? You know.
Oh, okay. So you didn't want to go to fraud.
So meanwhile, I've also got a bunch of other charges on my card that I thought was my daughter, and it's not, she says, and so I don't know what's going on. It's so weird when crap like this happens, isn't it? Just weird. It just makes you feel like your whole world is like, what's going on?
I know.
This must be what this piece of, you should see what this little thing is. It's a nothing little thing. $56.95
for it. It's a nothing little thing. Oh my God! Yeah, I'll look it up on the website, but of course,
it doesn't
even
work. I put batteries in it, and it didn't work. So,
oh,
I don't understand.
Well, that's why you have to cancel. That way, if you don't like it, then that way you just pay that $7.45. You don't have to worry about it. Be like, oh, well, it's just $7. It doesn't work. But
all right. So when was it ordered? January what?
January the 4th.
And it was ordered. Okay. It was ordered. What is the name of the company?
I'm not sure. You get that. How did you sign up for it? We just handled the bill.
I have no idea. I didn't sign up for it.
Oh, well, I mean, if you didn't sign up for it, I mean, we're not going to know how it was ordered. I mean, it probably could have been online, an email, a text, social media.
I'm looking right now at my my list of things. Let's see, I happen to be doing my taxes right now, so I'm looking at what it could be. Timeree Masterful, does that sound familiar? These are just things on my credit card statement that I don't know what they are.
Just give me the prices, because the names are not going to show up, because all your charges are going to have neck massager by it.
Okay, so what is the cost, so I can look for that?
The cost for the neck massager, originally it's $49.97 when you initially sign up, and then they add the shipping onto it, and then it's $56.95.
Okay, so what would they have charged me on January 4th?
They charged you the shipping $7.45, and then the warranty $3.99.
So in total, $3.99 and $7.45. So what is the total charge? 14, 4.
I mean, I'm sure it's showing individually on your bill, not together. It's going to be like separate charges. I mean, if you're saying it doesn't work, meaning that you have the warranty, I mean, we can ship you out one free of charge.
I put batteries in it and nothing worked.
Were they the right batteries?
AAAs.
Is that what it
said? All it would fit.
Okay. I mean, maybe you just got one that's defective. Like I said, that's why we offer you the warranty. Like I said, we can ship you another one out if you would like.
Well, why don't you?
you're fine. I can do it for you. Yeah, you're right. If it's not working, not much you can do with it, huh?
It was in the trash. I just now retrieved it from the trash.
Oh, my Lord. She said, how to
retrieve it? Because it didn't work. And I couldn't imagine. I didn't even know where it came from. I didn't order it. I swear to God.
If you're saying that you didn't order it, now you don't. That means it's fraud. That means you wouldn't need one. You would just go to fraud and they'll handle it. But now, if you're saying that you ordered it, but you just didn't read to know they were going to get billed and it doesn't work, and you want to get one shipped, then we can do that. So, which one would you like to do?
I don't know. I really don't know at this point.
Do you want to give us a call back? I mean, do you want to think about it or?
You know, I mean, and the date, and I'm looking at January, everything in January, right around that time. So January 4th is when they would have charged me for it, right?
Yeah, that's the shipping. Yeah, that's when you would have first signed it for it. Yes.
Well, maybe the shipping, maybe that was that. On January 5th, Timeree, TYMAREE, and then Masterful. And there's something here, I don't have any idea what it is. I'm just doing my taxes. I'm going over all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in So I didn't know what it was, and that was for $3.99. So that would be the shipping.
That's the warranty.
Warranty? What a weird marketing way to do that.
I know. You. That's why you're so confused, because I guess it's showing up under those names, and you're confused.
Yeah, totally confused. Now I don't see anything about $7.45.
Yeah, that's the first charge you got. The $7.45, that was on the 4th. That's for the shipping. The $3.99 is for the warranty. And
here's $7.45.
Yeah, that's the shipping.
That's the shipping. I have it done as Quicken. Why would it say Quicken?
I'm not sure. They just because that's why I say it's a third party, so it shows up under different names because it goes through different companies.
And so those are the two things, and then after that, now they're charging me for it directly, huh? I have no idea. You know, I mean, sometimes I do order things, but I can't imagine. And when I got it, I just still didn't know what it was, so I wasn't expecting it. And I had it in there for a month, and it's been almost 2 months. No, let's say a month, and I didn't know what it was.
It's too weird. I hate things like this.
Yeah, I know.
And then I also have all these charges for Grubhub on my credit card. I thought it was my daughter. I just now contacted her, and she goes, no, it wasn't me.
Oh,
so
Lord.
Somebody's also, yeah, it's like $845 in Grubhub charges.
What?
Yeah.
That's going to be probably like
over the last
month
probably
and food or something, I guess.
Yeah, that it is. It's totally food, and I thought it was her. And so I'm like, okay, you know, Taco Bell, DoorDash, you know.
I don't know why people do that. Like, how are you going to try to order food on someone else's expense? Like, really?
Well, you know, people do a lot of things. I guess it could be worse.
You're right about that.
But still, it's like $845 over the past month and a half. And total, the whole time I thought it was my daughter. You know, because she's...
Well, at least you're glad it wasn't her. I mean, because I'm sure she would have asked you to do that, right?
Well, that's what she said. She would have, but I had ordered some for her at one point because she got COVID, and so I thought she was continuing to order, you know.
Oh,
so
I see what you're saying. Yeah, just getting the food to keep from going out.
So I was, you know, sending her over food so she didn't have to go out, and then she just kept ordering, and I thought that was her.
I see what you're saying. Well, that's probably how, well, apparently someone within doing that probably got your information for that, I'm assuming.
From Grubhub, yeah.
Yeah, when you were ordering the food, I'm assuming, it's especially if it kept going. But these, now, I'm not sure. Now, if you're saying you got it, but you didn't order it, but now I wouldn't, this, I'm not sure how it would have got ordered then if you didn't do it.
I just can't imagine that I did. I just can't remember.
I mean, it's
or
okay.
Imagine.
I mean, if you're saying that you did not order it, okay. I've already got you canceled. I'll transfer you to fraud. You can tell them, hey, I got it. It doesn't work, but I don't remember ordering this, and they'll file a fraud claim for you.
Okay. Tell me your number again so I can remember all that and call you back if I find something else different.
Let me see. What is this? The neck massage.
Some 800 number or.
Then it's 855.
Yeah, I'll look on here. Where was it?
You got the 855?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry?
You want the phone number? Or you already have
it? Yeah, please. Well, I've got a phone number here, but I can see it's 888-494-7290.
Is that the number you just dialed?
That's what I just dialed, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. If this is the number that you get us on, just call us back on the same number whenever you decide.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is the number that the bank sent me and said, is this fraudulent activity?
Oh, I
so
see
then
what
I
you're
thought,
saying.
Yeah. So, and it says date 2/13, so today. So somehow I was charged today, and I, you know, this whole way they're doing it where they don't charge me until, you know, a month and a half later. I don't get that either. You know. How weird.
Trust me, Andy, you're right. When you got all those different charges.
So what is the name of so just so I can put it in, what, it's not Ty Marie Masterful. Oh, yeah, here's a number. 855-433-0450 in Michigan. Does that sound familiar?
I'm not. Where are you reading it from? What is that?
This is on my Visa Platinum. This is, you know, that's the phone number that goes with the name. That is the $399 that I got charged. And the $399 was for what again?
The warranty for the neck massager.
Warranty. There's a warranty for this stupid thing. All right.
She said that.
You know, they just,
well, it looks like they need one if you're saying yours isn't working.
Yeah. I don't know if I have that piece of paper anymore, but I mean, I couldn't figure out what it was. I just got tired of trying to figure it out, especially when it didn't work when I put the batteries in. So, please select. Okay, so this is what my bank sent me because they were wondering, verify recent account activity. And case number. So
yeah,
that's
like
why
I said,
I'm
just
calling.
Keep, yeah, just keep the number that's showing by. It doesn't matter whether the warranty neck massager. I mean, and just it's all the same company. So all those different, anything that you see for like $745, $399, $499, all this is the same company. Everything is pertaining to the neck massager.
Yeah, okay.
So you can just call any one of those numbers. You should get this, you know, back to the customer service.
Right, and so I probably shouldn't call till tomorrow because it's the weekend. And yeah.
Yes.
And they're all watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was saying, everybody's, yeah, look, not me. I'm going home and go to bed. I'm not stuck in the Super Bowl.
Where are you? Where are you located?
I'm in Alabama, Huntsville.
Oh, I can tell from your accent.
Trust me, I get it every day, all day.
Well, good girl. You know, it could be worse.
You got that right.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I don't know what more we can figure out with this thing, but it's just so weird. Oh, God. And now I got to get my credit card totally canceled out and get a whole new number and go back over all the charges, the automatic charges. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. That is a pain. I know.
Oh, it's such a pain. I make all them call me this time.
I don't blame
you. So, all right. Well, anyway, I'll let you go. But thank you so much for your feedback
welcome.
On all this. Okay.
All right.
Care.
Well, thank you for calling customer support. You two have a great day and stay safe.
No, I'm calling customer support for what is the name of the company again?
This is just a third party. We just do online billing for different companies. So, like I said, if you didn't order it, I'm not sure which company it would have came from.
Time Marie is all I can figure out. Time
well, I guess
Marie,
that's what it
want.
Is. And that's what's showing on your bill. I mean, it doesn't give us that information. Everything just says neck massager here. So that's all it's showing.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're okay. Welcome. Thank you for
bye.
Calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you. Goodbye.